broad in terms of the specific problem that this statute is meant to address, but it goes a long way toward alleviating the concerns I have that you might inadvertently be causing a violation of another rule or statute by...
Is there any objection to Representative Kulongoski's amendment?
A question about the amendments. Does this mean that if you were required, let's say, under one provision of the statute to make a report, an accident report, could they then use that report as evidence?
Well, I think they can now. I don't think there's anything to prohibit them from doing that right now. Bill Price is here, and I would like him just to come up and speak on it. Bill and I talked briefly this morning.
Record him the customary 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm Bill Price of the United Transportation Union, and this bill was introduced at our request. I think this amendment, I'm really concerned that this amendment would remove or negate that which we're really trying to do first, and in the second place, I'm really concerned that this might give those that we are trying to keep from getting to the injured party a legal means of coming in and trying to force the man into giving a statement and harassing him from day to day until such time as he does give them a statement. This is our concern with this amendment as it is now. On this, we just I don't want to open up a legal means to for these people to come in and do this legally and say, now you've got the law that says we can do it. You tell us what happened on this when the man is in no condition, he's under the influence of drugs, and he's in no shape or condition to give the man a statement.
I would...
Go ahead.
Bill, I happen to agree with the intent, and I guess my only concern is that I think that there's a multitude of statutes requiring some kind of a report be made by an employer or an employee within a specified time limit. Now, if it's in excess of 15 days, I don't know, but I know the workman's comp's 5. OSHA has a reporting requirement. Is that what it is? What
30.
Is it? 30 days?
30 days. We was over and talked with Mr. Cliff Allison this morning and Mr. Kelly. Over there about this report, I've talked to Judge Sloan several times. We've talked to Keith Wilson on this, and their interpretation was we talked to them before we ever asked for sponsors of this piece of legislation to be sure that we were not in conflict with workman's comp because we did not want to be this way. And they said that they could see no impediment at all in the employer's filing of any of the required reports, either under workman's comp or comp or the OSHA reports. And Mr. Allison was there, and they were attended the hearings in the Senate, and there was no opposition expressed there, or no concern expressed in the filing of these reports. Under FRA, they do have to file a report, but the employer has the information necessary without contacting the individual to get any information. He has the information necessary at his hand, probably in his office, by talking to other individuals, that he can file the preliminary report of the accident. Then if there's something necessary, they have 30 days under workman's comp to file this report. And they just didn't feel that there was any problem at all, either with the workman's comp, the OSHA, or the FRA report.
Okay. Right. Bill, have you got the bill in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I just happen to have a copy.
Line 17, where it says sub A, and 19 is sub B. I agree with your basic statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you look at it, C is really the one that they're talking about that I think that most people are concerned about. Because I see nothing wrong personally with saying that you can't negotiate or attempt to negotiate a settlement within 15 days, because that's what you're saying. Attempt to obtain a general release from liability, I think that's a good rule personally. The one that I'm concerned about, as I said, is C, which it says obtain or attempt to obtain any statement, either written or oral, from the injured employee. And it's any statement. I mean, they may want to find out where you hurt on the job.
Would that be adverse?
I think it goes up to line 14, if an employer whose interest is or may become adverse. I suppose that can be pretty broadly interpreted.
That's right. I mean,
you could become
adverse. Talking about his interest and not necessarily about whether the statement is adverse.
Yeah.
I mean, the employer, I mean, just ask any employer, his interest in employees is adverse to the employer, because if the employer can't pay it.
By definition, adverse.